The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I have an update on the shooting over in Jersey City, New Jersey. It is now looking like it was not an anti-Semitic attack. The gunfight actually began in a cemetery, and it was a drug deal gone bad. The gunfire started there, then it moved to a Jewish market. But that's evidently where the gunman fled, and unfortunately some innocent people within the Jewish market were killed. But they were not killed because they were Jewish. Again, it looks like, from right now, this, again, is all preliminary, but it looks like it was a drug deal gone bad, not an anti-Semitic shooting. But at least six people are dead, including one police officer, two suspects. There may be a third suspect on the loose. We don't know. But it is a tragedy in Jersey City, New Jersey. More details will be coming out, but the sad, tragic thing is at least six people dead in what looks like a drug deal gone bad, where police intervened. A shootout ensued that lasted about an hour. So if we have more details before the top of the hour, we will certainly pass those along to you. If you were not listening earlier, I have such good news. I'm so pleased. I'm so happy. I am so thrilled. And I'm proud in a godly sense, and I mean that. We set out just a few days ago with the goal of raising $8,000 for the Salvation Army here in Central Ohio. Well, that's a huge goal. That's a huge goal. And listen, this is in the month of December. And you can testify to this. Every one of you are being bombarded by probably dozens of organizations and ministries, toy drives, toys for tots, toys for this, and wonderful organizations. And I'm not even criticizing. I'm just saying that in December, you, all of you, are literally being bombarded with requests for help, assistance, giving, and so forth. Plus, this is our abbreviated broadcast days. In November and December, our AM 880 signal signs off at 5 o'clock. We lose a lot of listeners. Now, that's just true. And yet, you folks have surpassed the goal. We're now at $8,157.72. We have surpassed the goal, which means that over 160 families are going to have their Christmas changed, and because of that, their life changed because of your generosity. And I thank you. Once again, you have stepped up and given this incredible audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can still give. I honestly don't know how much longer the banner will be up at thewordcolumbus.com, but it's up today. I think it will be up tomorrow, but our campaign is just about over. And if you have not had the opportunity to give, we have surpassed our goal. But that, it means a lot, but the more money that comes in, the more people can be helped. So I'd love to see us go even further. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. If it doesn't pop up, hit the refresh button. It will. And you can give securely and quickly online. But again, We're at $8,157.72. If you go to the website, it says $7,000. The reason for that is there is a $1,000 pledge that's coming. And I know it's going to be there, so I'm counting it. A wonderful $1,000 pledge from one of our families. And I know this family, and I know it'll be there. So we have surpassed our goal. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. And God bless the Salvation Army. But again, if you'd like to give, it'd be great to see how much further we can go. TheWordColumbus.com. I love to give you updates. I think it was last week I brought to you the story of a Texas-based organization called Shields of Faith. Now, what they have done for over 20 years is they have provided to American military members dog tags with the official insignia of whatever branch of service they are in, and on the flip side, a verse of scripture. Now, this is completely voluntary. The service members have to buy them. And again, it is voluntary. They have to buy them. But the Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained to the Pentagon, and the Department of Defense sent a letter to Shields of Strength and said, you can't use our logos anymore because it's an infringement upon the separation of church and state, which, by the way, we just heard about. And the U.S. Army's trademark licensing program notified Shields of Strength, quote, you are not authorized to put biblical verses on your Army products, etc. For example, and they even use this example, for example, Joshua 1:9, please remove all biblical references from all of your Army products. Well, Shields of Strength are fighting back. They are fighting back. First Liberty Institute has come to their assistance, and they are suing the Department of Defense for violating their religious freedom rights. I think they'll win. God bless them. Shields of Strength, a Texas-based organization that for 20 years have been providing Bible verses on military dog tags. And they obviously, if they use the insignia of the branch of service, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and so forth, they have to have permission from the Department of Defense, which they've had for over 20 years, until this evil organization run by Mikey Weinstein, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And again, remember what I continually tell you. If it's a liberal organization and they have a name, what they do is exactly the opposite of the name. If they put forth a piece of legislation, they'll always name the piece of legislation. If it's from the liberal left, you can assume that the purpose is exactly the opposite of the name of the legislation. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, their desire, their goal, is to destroy military religious freedom. And they're trying their best. So anyway, Shields of Strength is fighting back. Good for them. I'll try to keep you up to date on that. This is interesting. Most of you are familiar with Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, for many years, has been very, very vocal about his Catholic faith. Now, he doesn't wear it on his sleeve, but he has talked repeatedly about being a Christian and being a part of the Catholic Church. Well, now he is being very public in the fact that he has left the Catholic Church due to, and I'm quoting Sean Hannity, institutionalized corruption. In an interview recently with Ainsley Earnhardt, co-host of Fox and Friends and host of Fox Nation's Ainsley's Bible Study, it will be broadcast online tomorrow. Sean Hannity is very open that he could not stay any longer in the Catholic Church because of, again, institutionalized corruption. However, he says this, I would say I realize now more than ever that I not only need, but I want God in my life. I believe God created every man, woman, and child on the earth, and we as human beings will never, ever be able to understand the majesty of this creation. He went on to say his Christian faith and relationship with God is a source of his peace and security. And since he has left the Catholic Church, he is saying his faith has never been stronger. He says his faith has gotten stronger as he's gotten older. So Sean Hannity is one of many because of the enormous problems that the Catholic Church has been facing in recent years, particularly under the leadership of the current Pope, is the latest public figure to publicly leave the Catholic Church. Sean Hannity saying his faith has never been stronger. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. You can still give to Salvation Army, folks. We have reached our goal. Praise God. Let's go further. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on Salvation Army. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I've got more good news for you. The total for Salvation Army just continues to go up. Another family will be helped this Christmas because of an anonymous donor. One of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous just went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Salvation Army banner, and dropped another $50 in the kettle. God bless you. You know who you are. God knows who you are. The important thing is another family has been adopted. We're now at $8,207.72. Because of this anonymous donor, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. The number continues to rise. We have exceeded our goal, but that's not what's important. The important thing is how many people can we help? And evidently, you still want to help some more. God bless you. Thank you. If you want to get in on this, if you want to help someone, go to thewordcolumbus.com. The kettle is still ringing and swinging, and you can drop some money in at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. And you know what? I think this year it is even more satisfying because the Salvation Army really is under attack. I mean, they've always been under attack, but not like right now. Dennis Prager, my colleague with Salem Media, just wrote a major editorial on the attack on the Salvation Army around the country. And this is a Jewish and a conservative Orthodox Jew praising the Salvation Army, a Christian organization, and encouraging people to support them. Yeah. Anyway, I just think it's more satisfying. I think it's more significant this year, because of the attack the Salvation Army is under. I think that's why our help is even more significant this year than in years past. So if you want to keep it up, just a few minutes ago, one more family has been reached. So that's 160, that's 164 families now. 164 families because of your generosity. Thank you. Still do it. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on Salvation Army banner. This is hysterical. This is politics, and I try to stay away from it, but how could I miss this? The liberal left is in such trouble. And folks, listen, that's why the impeachment. The Democrats know, and I'm not making this up and I'm not trying to be facetious. This is the truth. The Democrats know that they're in trouble with their candidates. They know that none of the candidates that have announced candidacy for the Democratic nomination can beat Donald Trump. They know that. Bernie Sanders? Are you kidding me? Kamala Harris, she's dropped out. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of a small American city? Seriously? Elizabeth Warren, who has more baggage than a person on a year-long cruise would take? Now, you're looking for an indication of how much trouble they're in? Harvard. The Harvard-Harris poll. This is one of the most respected polls in America. Just released their results polling registered Democrats, asking them, who would you support in the 2020 presidential election? You ready for this? You want to know who came out first on top? This is among registered Democrats, the Harvard-Harris poll. Who is your top candidate? Hillary Clinton. What? She's not running. Well, at least not yet. No, I'm not making this up. The top candidate among registered Democrats, the top preferred candidate, is someone who is not running. Hillary Clinton, followed by Vice President Joe Biden. Folks, listen, this Ukraine thing, when the impeachment goes to the Senate, Joe Biden's political career is done, finished, over. This is going to be the worst nightmare that Joe Biden could ever imagine. This thing going to the Senate for a trial because of the witnesses about the collusion with the Ukrainian government, not only with Joe Biden, but his son. No, I'm serious. His political career is done. So Hillary Clinton is number one. Joe Biden is number two. Bernie Sanders is way behind in third place, and Elizabeth Warren is trailing at 9%, followed by Michael Bloomberg. So you have Hillary Clinton drawing 21% in this poll, and Elizabeth Warren at 9%. They're in serious trouble. The only hope is Michelle Obama. That's the only hope. If Michelle Obama would throw her hat in the ring, they might have a chance to beat Donald Trump. This is the reason for the impeachment. They were hoping to damage Donald Trump so severely, and yet this clown show, this circus, has done nothing to hurt Donald Trump in the polls. Nothing. And it's going to backfire big time. And Hillary Clinton is number one. Hey, have a great evening, folks, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.